This is The Art of Making Decisions Easier, Breviary to the Decision Matrix by Dr. Johanna Dahm. Edited by Zane Atkinson. Spoken by Marco Neumann. Foreword. Is it not the case that only those who know all the available courses of action can make optimal decisions? Because that is what defines decisions, making a choice between at least two or more options. You encounter this every day, from visits to the supermarket to choosing between service providers. All of them advertise an abundance of options, promising competence and customer satisfaction due to the diversity of offer. However, the result is often the exact opposite. We are overwhelmed by that abundance and comparability. Let's take a trivial example. Choosing a pack of noodles from a range of 25 different varieties on a shelf. This act alone is a feat of brain power. What criteria do we use when deciding on the right kind of pasta to buy? The price structure? The origin? The production method? The package design? Or do we simply trust our experience and buy the kind we always have? When faced with choice, we decide according to criteria. Just this little excursion into our shopping trolleys shows how complicated and complex the decision-making process in everyday life can be. We make almost 100,000 decisions a day. Most of them are completely subconscious. In more complex situations, instinct and experience are not enough. In addition, there is the added pressures of time and expectation from outside sources. Our brain runs one marathon after another. Even in management departments, decisions that aren't made or once made too late make life difficult for all of us. Often, the decision-making process is already uncomfortable, and only a few people proceed confidently when faced with a so-called agony of choice. Chapter 1. How to make successful decisions. I am so pleased that you've given this audiobook your time. I openly admit that decisions fascinate me, and the more people